The Agriculture Department is proposing to align meals served through the National School Lunch and School Breakfast programs with the latest dietary guidelines for all Americans. USDA has published in the Federal Register a proposed rule to update the nutrition standards that would require schools to offer more fruits, veggies, and whole grains, offer only fat-free or low-fat fluid milk, reduce the sodium content of school meals substantially over time, control saturated fat and calorie levels, and minimize trans fat. The rule notes use of processed meats would be discouraged because those available at this time are usually high in sodium. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said the idea of the new standards is not to ban foods like potatoes and meat, but rather to offer more balance.
This is also taking into consideration what we know about general consumption patterns outside of school in terms of the average American family. It's trying to fit these standards, this effort, into what moms and dads are doing at home. And I think what moms and dads are focused on is providing balance. And we want to make sure that we reinforce that message.
The United Fresh Produce Association is cheering USDA's proposed rule that would significantly increase the amount of fresh fruits and veggies served to the 32 million students by the National School Lunch Program. All schools would be expected to implement the proposed rule beginning the school year 2012 to 2013. But United Fresh said there are still many details to examine as to how it will impact the produce industry, so they are forming a working group to review the rule and provide comprehensive comments back to the USDA within the 90-day comment period. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.